Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We're super excited to have you on tonight. We have a special show tonight with a very amazing psychic. I just want you all, before we go into the show, just to take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. I'm your host, Kimberly Meredith, and we go into the fifth dimension. For 1 hour, we are in the fifth dimension. We're leaving the third dimension, worry and fear, and we're going into the 5D of love and healing and grace. So let's go to the fifth dimension. We are tonight listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Our call in line is 888-627-6008. And we are so excited about being in that fifth dimensional feeling, that fifth dimensional energy. We want to be in that energy, especially during the time right now. So much is going on in our world. We need the support of our loved ones, the loved ones here in the earthly plane and the loved ones in the afterlife that want to be with us. They want to help us. They so want to help us. And so that's why this show is super special. We have Jeffrey Wands on tonight. He's an international acclaimed psychic medium, radio host, and best-selling author, many books. And he's hosted his own radio show in New York for many years. Currently, his show is called Psychic Sundays. It can be heard on Walk 97.5 FM. He's welcomed regular guests on his radio programs across the country. He's also made many television appearances, including Extreme Makeover, Home Edition, Maury, Today, A&E Mediums, We See Dead People, to name just a few. And Jeffrey practices in Port Washington, New York, and has thousands of clients worldwide who are willing to wait up to a year for an appointment. His website is jeffreywands.com. And we're going to get into, you know, talking to Jeffrey about how it all started, which I did read a little bit about, that it started when he was 6 years old, and also leading up to what's going on right now. And then we're going to take calls. And hopefully, Jeffrey will be ready to answer some of your questions. And I've been watching Jeffrey for a little bit, and I just find him just to be like an extraordinary psychic. So let's welcome Jeffrey to the show tonight.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the fifth dimension. I like, you know, I do my work in the 5D. I had junior death experiences, and I don't know how much you know about me, but I also was born with having an ability to communicate with the other side since I was young, but I did not want to fully come out, I should say, until after I had my full-blown NDEs. So tell us a little about you, whatever you want to tell us.
I mean, you know, I've been doing it my whole life. I've been doing it for a long time. I would say in the last 10 years, I'm more at peace with it. So I think that I've learned to adapt, and I've gotten to a point with it where it's just like automatic. I mean, it helped because, you know, when you do radio and you do TV, and my TV experiences were, you got to perform, it's got to be now, you know, they're not patient. And my radio background helped a lot because when I do my radio show, it's like instant. It's like a phone line that connects. And as soon as I connect, I'm able to get, you know, family members or different messages that come through. So, you know, I fine-tuned it, I think, over the years in doing this. It was funny because when I was younger, my first real experience was with a great-grandmother. and I had gotten into trouble and I was punished in my room. And I remember the great grandmother appearing and saying, go tell your mother this, 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 and this, and you should be able to get out of the room. Well, that didn't work because I got whacked. And she's like, I told you to stay in the room. So much for great grandma. It wasn't a great help. It got me into more trouble than I was already in. You know,
right.
Which was an interesting experience. But I had episodes all the way through. I would say probably in college, that's when I really started to kind of come out and do it more. And it was a great way, I'll be honest, to meet girls when I was in college. So, you know, I used to hang out at the sorority table with all the girls and tell them, oh, this guy, you know, he's going to break up with you. This one is not good for you. Your dead grandmother does not like this particular guy. Why are you wasting your time being abused? So it was like all different things like that. But it just evolved. And, I mean, then I started, you know, doing the radio. I remember the first radio show I ever did was in New York City. And I started from that, and I loved the radio, and I did a station that was very, very popular in the 90s called WLIR, and it was, their slogan was Dare to be Different, and we used to do, I remember doing a live show, no pun intended, and we never, in all the years of doing it, we never had an issue where anybody swore or, you know, did anything that. And in those days, you didn't have a button to, you know, beep things out. And that was funny. I remember doing that show. I started out doing that show at 1 o'clock in the morning to 3 in the morning, and then moved all the way up till 7:30 at night. And I used to do it from 7:30 or 7 even to 9 o'clock on Sunday nights. So we kind of, you know, we had a bunch of different characters on. I remember that I had this one guest, who was Sonny the Vampire Hunter, and he was convinced that everybody in corporate America was a vampire. So I thought that was interesting. And then we had someone else who was convinced that Eleanor Roosevelt was in drag and loved techno music. So we used to have some interesting guests on.
Wow. That's very interesting.
It evolved. It definitely evolved.
Yeah. So your abilities have started growing and growing. And did you always know that you were... you know, because there's a difference between being a psychic and a medium. Did you know automatically you were speaking to the afterlife, or you just knew you had psychic abilities?
It was a combo of things. I would get things like watching like a motion picture. Like we would do cases on Maury. I was not the father, of course, but we would do shows that were totally tied into kids that were missing, unsolved murders, things like that. I was the easy show for them as compared to all the conflict shows. And I probably did that a good 15, 16 years with them. And when it started to really develop, I would become the victim. Like I could feel if a kid or a person that we were working on the case was alive or dead, I would actually connect with the victim.
Right. So you just kind of, like, that's how I know. I can just tell if somebody's not, you know, like if somebody's missing or they're gone. Like we just kind of know already that they're gone. And then you can tap into, they come in and just start talking to you and you know, and then the predictions are the psychic stuff. And
yeah,
also,
it would be a mix because sometimes a dead person would say, hey, there's going to be a baby coming in. And the person would be like, I'm not pregnant. I'm like, I'm telling you, if your dead grandmother is telling me there's a baby that's with her, that's ready to come in, you're going to be pregnant soon. And sure enough, boom.
Exactly. So
it's like, it's like a mix.
Yeah. And it's like when I look at you, because I see it, I see numbers over people also, and then I hear energy. And I can, when I look at a psychic, I know if they're really a psychic or a medium or whatever, because I can see over a person also an energy that tells me that they're channeling. And also I can see if they're... I can see dead people over the person. So I can actually see the person communicating with dead people.
Interesting.
So if I look at somebody that's a medium or a psychic, I can see if somebody is talking to them. Yeah.
So usually I find it to be like when I do large shows or a venue, you get all these people lined up. It's kind of like almost out of the movie Ghost. And they're all waiting online to have a conversation or pop in and let you know that they're there. So it ends up being extremely entertaining.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, when I see you do an IG Live, I see people lined up on the side of you when you're doing an IG Live.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting, yeah. But I love your work. When I watch you working, when I have seen you working, you're just completely spot on. So I just love your work so much. So also, do you feel like you also do channeling? Do you feel like you're a channeler?
No, I never felt I was a channeler. I always felt that I was a combination of a medium and a psychic.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, that was always, but I never was comfortable with the word channeler. I don't think
yeah.
it's a bad word. I just kind of always thought, you know, of somebody that was like flipping stations, maybe, you know, and that
yeah.
way I've always been more comfortable. I mean, it's amazing how much this field has changed. I remember going to people's houses when I first started out, you know, doing house parties. Mm-hmm. And I would show up, and they're like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm the, you know, the guy you were waiting for." So it's like I'm not the paper boy because I had this, you know, baby face, and everybody thought from that aspect that was like more or less what I was dealing with. But
yeah, yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, yeah, and there's a big difference when you go into the trans channeling situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you something because we have a caller on the line already that wants to talk to you.
Sure.
So, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of callers that want to talk to you tonight, but do you want to tell us anything about you being an author? Like, how did you get into writing?
I'll tell you, ironically, like, I was very fortunate.
Yep.
First time I ever did Maury,
thank you.
There was a woman publisher who was very well known, who saw me on Maury,
uh-huh.
and actually reached out to me and said, "I want you to do a book." And she really launched me, which was great. And I had no intention at the time of doing a book, and I ended up getting an agent. It was just like boom, boom, boom. And like before you know it, I'm on book tour, which was a whole nother experience. You know, I'm running around the country, you know, doing book tour probably about 10, 12 years ago. And
how exciting.
Yeah, it was fun because that's when they used to do good book tours. And I remember I was in Tampa Bay, and it's funny, if you've ever been to Tampa Bay, they have this thing which is called Gasparilla, which is the celebration of the pirates that came in from the Caribbean into Tampa, which is on the west coast of Florida. So here I am, I'm downtown, and there's like no people, like zero people. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? It's like, did they hear I'm coming to town? They all left. And sure enough, it was because of Gasparilla, because they have this huge area. It's like 10 blocks, and like 100,000 people show up. And they party. So I go up to a police officer. I'm like, "Where is everybody?" He goes, "Oh, if you go 10 blocks down," he goes, "that's where everybody is. They're all, you know, doing Gasparilla." So I was laughing. Here I am in the middle of Tampa in book tour and nobody's around. So besides the dead people.
And when you say Maury, I just want to make sure everybody knows you're talking about Maury Povich, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, Maury Povich. I used to really like him. I thought he was really cool.
I'll tell you an interesting story. He, when I first started with them, the first thing that I ever did, we were in a pre-taping and they put a picture of him up and they wanted me to know if I knew who it was. And
right.
I gave the real name, which was his real first name. And he kind of looked at me, but wouldn't acknowledge
wow.
me. So after doing the show for God knows how long, and he was still doing it up to the last year I did it, he let me actually finally, after the show finished, and now he's doing, I think, a podcast, he let me sit with him because his brother had died. And I brought his brother through, and he actually was shocked with all the information I could give him.
Yep, that's the way they should use, you know, more of you with finding people. And, you know, this is important for people to do because it could save a lot of time.
It could. But, you know, you
absolutely.
Have different stories when you work with different law enforcement. So it's
yeah,
definitely
absolutely.
It's definitely changed. You know, I worked on the young lady because I knew the family from New York that unfortunately was murdered by the boyfriend, and then the boyfriend ended up killing himself. It was a national case. And
uh-huh.
that was where they were in the national park. And they made a movie about it and the whole bit. And I remember having to tell the mother, I'm like, "She's dead. She's not alive. She's coming through with grandma," which is you know, the mother's mother. So I remember working on that. That was the Gabby Petito case.
Yeah, it's a real gift, like, especially if you're born with it. Like, my great-grandmother was a shaman from Italy, and so she had the gifts, and then nobody else had the gift. So sometimes you can get it from a family, you know, down the line. And sometimes, so what I'm saying, I got it. I feel like I got some of my gifts from my great Italian grandmother. And so sometimes I feel like people might not understand. Sometimes it's just something you have as a gift from God. And it's good to have somebody go to someone, if you're listening right now, and I know you guys are listening to us, and use it as a gift of relief and comfort. So I want to ask you, what is one of your favorite books? Because I'm looking at your books right now, and you have a lot out. And then I want to go to some of the callers, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm really drawn to a couple of the books here, and I'm going to get a couple of your books. One is called On Death and Grieving. And that one, I'm really, my eyes, I don't know if you know, like my eyes.
Yeah, that was
more winking on that one.
I enjoy doing that. We did that more for a download because my publisher, they were shifting more with doing books online. And we did it more, and I wanted to use some of my experience in regards to death and dying and to give people something that they could download, which could help them with the whole transition of death. And dealing with, you know, your grief and dealing with being upset and dealing with the different phases of grief. So that was one of the things that I thought real strongly about, and that's why we did it. And I thought it was, at that time, there was a need. I should have probably, you know, gone more into it, but they only wanted me to do a certain amount of pages. So I tried to keep it to the point. I'm big on, like, being brief and not, like, overkilling something, because I find sometimes some of the psychic books that I've experienced and stuff, they go too far to one extreme. And I think sometimes just keep your message to the point and people will have a much better connection with it.
Great. And then I want to go, we're going to go over this a little more before the end of the show too. What is one of your favorite books? But my eyes blink. They go really fast through my guides, which ones that they like. But there's a couple on here that really stand out to my guides. And there was another one. I mean, all of them are amazing.
Well, if you look at my one that I did, Another Door Opens, I was big on doors.
Yes.
And at that time, when we were going through that show about the funeral home that was on, Alan Ball produced it. And it was about a family that owned a funeral home. Well, the door and the way it was, we used that from that show where you have the tree and it's showing, you know, going down, and that's Another Door Opens.
I was going to say my guides went down to Another Door Opens, and they also went over to The Psychic in You.
Yeah, that was my first one.
They love that. Yeah, so go ahead.
Yeah, my favorite is actually probably Another Door Opens, because the second time doing it, I was more relaxed. I was more able to kind of connect the way I wanted to, so I really enjoyed that. But they're all, you know, I was fortunate. I got a big kick out of Another Door Opens because it was in Spanish. It was in Taiwanese. It was in Portuguese. And it was also in in Vietnamese. So when you open a book that's, especially from the Far East, they open the book the opposite way. So instead of opening it one way, they open it the other way. So it was like really, really cool to see that. But not that I could read Vietnamese or Taiwanese or anything else, but I did get a big kick out of the fact of the way they handled it.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. So we are so excited to have Jeffrey Wands is on our show right now. So if you just tuned in, he's an internationally acclaimed psychic medium. And what we're going to do right now, Jeffrey, is we're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back. And if you're ready to take some calls, we have some callers on the line. Okay, great. I'm super excited we're having you on tonight. So we'll be right back, everybody. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're coming back to take our callers. Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ's light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Meredith, and we're here with Jeffrey Wands, an international acclaimed psychic medium radio host. He has his own show on Psychic Sundays on Walk 97.5 FM. And we are super excited about taking some calls tonight. The call-in number, again, is 888-627-6008. And I think we have a caller already on the line, and it's Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Are you talking to me?
Yep. Hi. How are you?
Okay, my name's Stacy.
Oh, hi, Stacy. Sorry about that.
Oh,
do you have a,
okay.
Do you have a question for Jeffrey and I?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I have a question for both of you, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was just wondering who's around me and what messages do they have regarding my health?
Where does the heart stuff come in? Because when you started talking, I started getting palpitations.
Okay.
Have you had anything like that thyroid or cardiac-based?
Thyroid.
Okay, because somehow, you need to reset the thyroid. Not that I'm a doctor, but that's contributing to a lot of the health stuff. Plus, there was a father figure that was coming through. So to me, this is like a dad or a grandfather that's passed that wants to be acknowledged. And there's also this little woman that's standing with you also who makes me feel that this is from mommy's side too. So usually when they come through that way to me, it means with you with health that once you look to overcome things, the health part will start to improve.
Okay, yeah, I have a cardiologist appointment tomorrow.
All right, good. You're not dying, so that's good. But I definitely get, I had this arrhythmia. I was getting, before I even knew we were talking to you, I was starting to get tightness in my chest. So it may tie in more to the thyroid than it would be necessarily, hopefully, cardiac-wise. But you're definitely fixable.
Okay, that's cool. Who else do you see around me?
Well, I heard a dad figure, so somebody else on your side definitely had cardiac issues. That's why they were bringing up the cardiac stuff.
Okay, that was my dad.
So. Yeah, he popped in. He said for you to make sure that you're checked well because he had issues. And where would February, like birthday anniversary, come in?
My granddaughter's birthday and my son's birthday last week.
Okay, your son is who he's acknowledging.
My son is what?
Your dad is acknowledging your son. So there is a connection bond between them.
Okay.
So that's why it would come through that way. But your dad's in a good place. So you need to know that your dad did find his peace.
Okay, that sounds good.
And are you ready for another addition to the family?
No.
All right.
A four-footer or a two-footer?
Not a puppy, but definitely a two-footer.
Okay, well, that would be a big surprise.
Well, surprises happen.
That's true.
So it's definitely connected, you know, to you, which means you're not having a baby, but it would be either a grandchild or an addition to the family.
Oh, that would be very interesting.
Well, that's why I'm saying it.
That's a great.
Very interesting.
But know your dad feels bad that he didn't get closure. That's why he's here.
He never believed in any of this.
I know. That's why he came through. Hello. Your dad liked control, so this was all about control. You know that.
Okay.
All right. But you get checked.
Do you see anything from my husband with his health?
You know, it's funny. I'm downstairs with him, so usually when they show me that, that's either prostate or something colon-based that I would watch.
Will do.
All right, but you're not putting a pillow on him. You're not getting rid of him, so just keep that in mind.
No, I definitely won't.
Yeah, can I just piggyback in here for a second? I love that reading. It was so spot on, Jeffrey. My guides were coming in real quick about something. And I just wanted to say, I just was getting, you know, such chills with the reading. There was something I just want to say before you go. I don't know if Jeffrey's seeing this with me or not, but there was a woman around. Now, I don't know if they're trying to tell me your mother also has crossed over. Or there's because your mom was pushing on your father, going, hello, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. So she's trying to wave over, I'm here also. So she was saying that she was also there in the picture. So I just wanted you to say, just say that at that moment. And she was also saying something about you being, I don't want to be a nag here, but she was saying, you know, you're also very dehydrated. So you need to drink more water. You're not drinking enough water, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So
I understand that.
Yeah, you're not drinking enough water. Okay, so that's my little short little add-on right there. Okay, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. And the funny thing is my daughter-in-law's name is Rachel.
Okay, well, that's, thank you. I don't know. I thought it was going that nuts for a minute, but sorry. Okay.
That was funny.
But thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I don't know why. Thank you for calling in, and that was just an amazing reading. Thank you, Jeffrey.
You're welcome.
Okay. Do we have another caller?
Yes, I hope so.
Oh, hi. How are you, Leah?
remember thee. I'm so happy to talk to you. And I pray in the future that you'll have another one of those, one of the self-care groups, because I may want to attend. I would love to attend in the future.
Do you have a question, or do you want a reading from Jeffrey? Because
Jeffrey, that would be wonderful. Yes, yes, dear, that would be lovely. Wow.
It's amazing to have him with us.
Okay, that sounds wonderful, actually. Thank you.
Now, how long is Mom gone?
Oh, my mom has been gone since...
I know it's a long time. She's the first one I heard.
Oh, yes, my mother, Irene. My mother, Irene, her name is. She's been gone since December December of 2012, dear.
Yeah, because she's with you. She was crediting you for letting her go, that she needed to go at that point.
Oh, good. Yes, I was really sad because
she's free now, and her mind and her memory are back, so she's in much better shape than she was.
Oh, good. Yes. I know she always meant well toward me, but she really worried a lot, you know, always worried and everything, and it was kind of sad for her how hard that she tried in life, you know, to help other people in AA. She helped a lot of people in AA, so I admired her for a lot of things, but I think she worried a lot, you know, and it was kind of sad for her. She worried
a lot, I think. But she was also very unhappy here, you know that, so she's free now, and she wants you to be happy. So I think it's important that you realize that she loved you. She just didn't know how to show it sometimes.
Yes, I think she worried because she wanted everything to go better, which is wonderful, you know, to want the best for your children. But it's just a worry we can do without, you know. So I'm happy that she's happy on the other side. That's good. Thank you.
All right. What's going on with the eyes?
With my eyes? Well, I have got some infection on my right eye.
You need to have that looked at. Don't let that go.
Okay, is it really serious?
No, it's an infection. It almost reminds me of like a conjunctivitis, or you know, like something coming out of the eye. So it's definitely something that you should have taken care of. And once you have it taken care of, then you'll feel much better.
Okay, will I require eye drops there? Eye drops?
Yeah, I would do something like that. I would just go see a good eye doctor because you are prone.
Oh, I will. I'll go to my doctor.
Okay.
Thank you.
See how great Jeffrey is? He's amazing.
Oh, Jeffrey, he's right on here because I wanted to go. And then I missed him. I'll make sure that I better go and see. I'll go into my doctor's office and make an appointment to see him as soon as possible, dear. Thank you.
All right, absolutely. Good. Because you know you don't put yourself first. You need to start putting yourself first.
Oh, thank you so much. Do you see anybody maybe coming into my future?
If you allow it. There's a nice widower coming up that you will like that will be really good for you.
Oh, good. And that's the man, right? That's the man.
Yes, that's the man. That's my look. He's the man. And he's got hair, so you'll like him.
He's got hair.
That sounds great, dear. That sounds great. And I haven't met him yet in real time.
Thank God. It's somebody you don't know.
Somebody I don't know. Is it better that I don't know any more about the person?
No. Meaning you haven't met him yet. That's what I meant.
And when you
connect with him, you'll know right away.
Oh, this is wonderful, dear. Thank you. Because I'd met somebody and they had told me that he had lived in Hawaii for many years. And so I had no reason to believe him because I had gone to Hawaii when I was 18 and lived there for a month and a half. And so, but then he mentioned that he lived next door to the to the author that was Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And then I Googled it, and then it came up that that man didn't live on Hawaii. And then I Googled it, did he ever do a seminar? So I kind of thought maybe he's not being honest, and maybe he's faking things.
If you're talking about the men, that's, I can see her face. And she was married, it's Greg Braden, I think.
Braden. So that's the one that, okay. So yeah. He did that. Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell him, but it came out all wrong because I thought that maybe that, okay, so yes, Graydon, but I didn't really believe it because once I found out from Google that he never lived on Maui, and so I thought, well, maybe he's making it up, and then I thought maybe he did do a little seminar there, but I kind of think that this person I met wasn't telling me the truth about something.
You were correct, so trust your instincts. The one I'm talking about, you're going to like. He's really nice.
That's right.
Oh, I sure hope. That would
we
be
want
lovely.
You to be, we want you to be, we okay. want you to be safe. We want you to be safe, yes.
Thank you. Yes, I want to be safe, too, dear. And I really appreciate what you both are doing, and I've been praying for Nancy Guthrie.
Thank you.
There's so many things put on the air on the internet about different psychic things. There was a psychic named Mara that was talking about that they should look into ways none of us.
So is that pretty much it right now, right, Jeffrey?
Yes.
We have the lines all full right now for Jeffrey. We want to take some more calls for Jeffrey, but we love that you called in, Leah, and we hope that you got a major, wonderful reading from Jeffrey, and we're so blessed to have
thank you so much,
Jeffrey here tonight.
You really hit the nail on the head. I'm going to the doctor. Okay, good luck, everybody.
Yes.
I love you
all. Yes.
And I love you, Tim, really so much, and thank you, and I love you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Michael is on the air to get a reading from the beautiful Jeffrey Wands.
Hi there. Michael from Long Island. How are you?
Good. How are you, Michael?
Good, good. It's calling from the land of abundant, glistening snow tonight. With lots of snow, 24 inches.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I see how good of a psychic I am. I left right before the storm.
Oh, you're smart. Anyway, I'd love to get a reading from you, and we met about 10 years ago at the Open Door Tour, another Door Opens Tour.
Oh, interesting.
Over in Huntington Book Review.
Oh, yes, that was one of the nicer bookstores to do. It was very sad that it shut down because it was a lot of fun, and it was a really great place to do a book signing.
It was, when so many great people came in and were gracious enough to be there, as you were, you know. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, how long has the dad passed?
He's gone since 2018.
Well, you know that he's very funny. He says he's the better looking in the family.
I guess he is, yeah.
Well, he thinks he is, Michael. Just know that he said he's surrounded by women. He's got his mother, his brother, grandmother. So he said all the ladies love him.
Oh, they do. They did back then, too.
I know. He said he's very proud of you as his son. And he said he should have told you more when he was here. But he says he looks forward to your next chapter in your life. So he kind of feels, by what he's speaking, that you're going to enter a whole new beginning.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
All right.
That's good to know.
But he said you're not going to go through what he went through with the health. So you just stay your course right now and focus on taking care of you, and everything will be okay.
Well, thank you. That's a good relief, I'll tell you.
Well, you're not going anywhere. A lot of the stuff that you are dealing with are things that you could fix. And he keeps talking about some sort of papers with a lawyer, so I don't know what you have going on that you need to take care of. But he keeps going back and forth about papers and an attorney.
Okay, yes. That's correct, yes.
And that should resolve, and you should be able to move forward.
Thank you. That's good news.
Well, I figured you would have figured it was going to resolve.
Yes.
It's been a long time. I know. It's over 10 years, I know. But
yep.
this is the right time. Your dad's complaining too. He said that he can't get a decent meal where he is. He misses food.
He would say that.
Oh,
he was always picky about what he ate.
Oh, ridiculously. Extremely picky.
He was.
So just know this is his way of coming through. And the grandmas are praising you. And then there's another woman that had some sort of dementia or some sort of, like, issues with memory before she passed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's on my mom, my wife's side.
Yeah, she wanted to be acknowledged.
Oh, wow. I will tell her. That's pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
Her major complaint was she did not like the way her hair was when she went to the ASCO. So tell your wife she did find it over and not to be concerned.
She was always complaining about my wife's hair.
I know. Well, now she's complaining in regards to the fact that her hair got fixed.
Oh, that's great.
All right, so try not to worry your wife. It's fine.
Oh, thank you.
All right, take care of the legal thing at the right time.
I will. Thank you. I will tell her. That's great news. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling on, Michael.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So with that reading, Jeffrey, it's just information just coming and coming and coming in that you were getting. And was it fast for you with that last reading, or it just comes in naturally?
It's like a phone. I'm used to doing calls. So it's like immediate to me because I wrote down before that his dad was standing over his shoulder and that his dad never got the closure with him, and that the father wanted him to know that he was there. So it was like fast.
Yeah, that's how. Very amazing, beautiful reading for all of us to hear you and your work. It's just beautiful work that you do, and I'm just so happy you're here tonight with all of us. And if anybody wants... Are you doing readings right now, or are you only doing your events right now?
No,
not only.
I'm doing readings.
You are. So if anybody wants a reading from Jeffrey, his website is jeffreywands.com. And that's jeffreywands.com. And I may be getting one soon, too. Okay.
Great-grandma wants to know, do you want any of her recipes?
My great-grandmother?
Yeah, the Italian one.
Yeah, because she used to like me to make cannolis.
I know. And she was also talking about something else that looked like a pistachio thing.
Yeah, that's what I used to make. We used to be forced to make, as Italian girls,
She was teasing you about not cooking as much now.
That I'm not cooking as much, or I have started to cook more?
You started recently, but she said before this you were not.
I wasn't, and now I'm cooking more. She's right. And I do communicate with my grandma, my great-grandmother, and my grandma's. I'm very much more in communication with my Italian grandmothers now more.
You are spot on.
Yes.
She appreciates it because she is very funny. And she was like interrupting me a few times where she's like, talk to her about the food. I always wanted to do a dead cooking show, which is like bringing relatives through that you get recipes with and then you cook and then you do it. It's like dinner in a seance. You know, you do dinner for everybody and then you do the seance part.
That's really funny because I have been shopping and cooking more. Okay. All right. There's a few more people that want to talk to you. Mary Ann from Australia wants to talk to you.
Oh, wow. Hey, Mary Ann.
Mary Ann?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Yes. Hey, Marianne.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you down under. You're very good.
Yeah. Hope you both are well. I'm just ringing because I listen to your radio station, and I just have a question about if you could please answer. I had an issue with my shoulder blade that the surgeon did wrong, and now I've got to re-get it fixed. It's the muscle in the shoulder blade, and it's just causing me a lot of muscle instability and breathing issues. And it seems to be very hard to find a doctor in Australia to fix this. They're only in America. And obviously I can't fly there because I'm not well. Could you just tell me what you see with this and where my future's going with this? Because I'm just stuck in bed all the time.
I actually see somebody... Where is the opera? I keep seeing the bridge with the opera. Is that Melbourne?
In Sydney. I'm in Melbourne. Yeah, Sydney.
Yeah. Okay. Because I feel like there's a doctor that's going to come who's connected to a university or, you know, like a hospital, and he's not from Australia because I don't hear the lovely accent, okay? But he is going to be somebody that would be able to do the surgery.
Oh, no.
I think we lost her. Maybe she was on WhatsApp.
Yeah, I think we dropped.
Yeah.
But that was amazing. We have a Brian for us, though. Brian wants to talk to you.
Okay,
so we'll bring Brian on, and then if Mary comes back, we'll bring Mary. Hi,
okay.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Jeffrey. I just have a quick question in regards to dreams. Every night I seem to dream about my dad and my brother, and I don't think that's usually common.
No, it is common because your brother is on the other side, your dad's on the other side, okay?
Correct.
And usually when you have that kind of connection, it means that your dad and your brother are together. That's why you'd be dreaming about them.
Okay, because it's usually almost like every single night, and I talk to many other people, and they don't...
You're more unresolved with your brother's passing because it's not something you had any control over, Brian.
True.
You know, when you have a suicide or you have something of that nature, it's very difficult. Where your father was different because your father was sick, it's two different things. But I think what it means is that your dad is helping your brother where you may feel guilty that you didn't feel you could fix him when you were here.
Okay.
All right? But they're together. You shouldn't feel bad. And actually, your dad was thanking you in regards to mom, which was keeping an eye on your mother.
Yeah, she just had surgery.
I know, that's why I said it to you. So there was a concern with it.
Okay.
So when are you going to write your book, Brian?
I don't know. I don't know what the topic of it would be.
Show tunes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, something Broadway-based.
Exactly.
Well, you have the answer.
Okay.
But your brother is at peace. Your brother is not at peace here.
True.
So know that he's good and that he's free. Where does the uniform, the police officer, come in?
That would be my other brother.
Okay. But he's more distant from the family at times?
Yes, there's an estrangement.
Yes, because according to your brother and your dad, that's going to come back into play, which means that he may come back towards you guys.
Okay. But, I mean, that would be nice.
He just doesn't deal with things. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's not equipped to deal with things.
It, you know, stinks being stuck in the middle, but luckily I do have a relationship.
I know. Well, I know you work very hard on it, but start thinking about a book. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, bye.
Brian. That was a great. I really felt there was some sort of soul connection, like they had been bonded in a past life also. There was something going on there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we lost the Marianne. I think she can't get back in. Do you want to do a little bit of reading for her, and then she could listen back on?
Yeah, I said to her I felt that it was connected to either a university or a hospital in the Melbourne area in Australia, and that would be someone who could do a surgery for her.
Okay. Okay, that's great.
But he's not of down under. He's more of like a foreign person or somebody that would be either visiting or would have like some sort of short-term residency with this particular medical facility. But he is very unique, very special, and he would be able to do the surgery for her.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. And I just want to remind everybody that you not only do we have another person on the line, but I just want to say to everybody about you, Jeffrey, you not only do the readings, but with the psychic and the afterlife, and you're doing, I see, medical, and you do everything. You're touching into a lot of different information on all different levels, but I also want to tap in before we go off air in like just a few minutes, and we have other callers here. I want to get your opinion on what you feel in your heart about the consciousness of the energy that you're tapping into, the afterlife, how they want us, a couple little tidbits of how they feel they want us to live right now in our lives. And that may be a little deep, but I don't think it's too deep for you, because I feel you have a lot of depth to you as a psychic and a medium.
No, I mean, you want me to answer it now or?
Yeah, let's do it now.
Okay. I mean, in my experiences, I only deal with higher energy. I don't deal with lower energy.
Yes.
I do come across, when we've done hauntings, you will get energies that are lower form, that are not at rest, that need to be sent to the other side. But they want us to understand that there is a consciousness change going on right now, and that people are going back to religion, they're going back to spirituality, and they're very happy about it. And it's like they've been waiting for this for a long time for it to happen again.
Thank you for saying that. Okay. Yes, I love that. Thank you. Okay. All right, we have another caller for you. Not that I'm going to break out in my Hail Marys right now, but...
Okay, you can.
Okay, Roberta.
Hi. Hello. I've been working a little bit studying with Kimberly, and this is really interesting territory. I really appreciate the guests such as yourself, Jeffrey. So is there anyone hovering around me? Could be animal also.
Well, you have multiple four-legged people with you.
Okay.
There's four different ones there when you said that.
Four?
Yeah, number. I think you show me the number four.
Okay.
Right.
Any of them have something specific for me?
Well, no, you're supposed to be an animal communicator. That's what this is about.
Well, it is part of my work, yes.
Yeah. Well,
are there any dragons? Is one of those a dragon?
Yes, but you should be doing more with the animal communication.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I'm waiting for you to work with horses next, because they keep showing the horses. But maybe we can find out, you know, if you talk to the race horses, we can find out who the next winner is going to be. Is the racetrack Hollywood Hills or something?
That would go well on my resume. There's no racetrack where I am, but...
I'm sure there's a racetrack in California, without a doubt.
I'm up in Canada.
But that's really what you should be doing. And also the automatic writing would actually help you have a better understanding and how to channel your gifts.
I have just started 2 days. I've done 2 days of automatic writing. Thank you. That's a wonderful combination. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
You too.
Thanks, Kimberly. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. That's amazing. Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I'm so excited that you came on tonight. Is there anything that you want to tell everybody on the show tonight? Anything in your heart that you'd like to tell people?
No, I mean, I look at it this way, that when you do this work, you do need to have a little bit of an open mind. You know, people I get nervous. Some people that do this shouldn't be doing it. I find it to be everybody thinks because you do it, it's a quick way to make money. And it's really not about making money. It's really more about trying to help and connect and have people heal.
Absolutely. It's about being in service, about healing and helping. And for me, it's about raising consciousness.
Agreed.
And being aware, you know, of being in service. And and in your sessions that you do, everything is on your website?
Yeah, you can get in touch with me. You can send me an email. I have an office in Florida now. I also still have an office on Long Island in Port Washington. You know, since we're coming out of the era of, getting away from, the shutdown and the whole bit, I started doing Zoom and I do FaceTime and I've always done telephone. So it's always been something that's there.
Since COVID,
everything has evolved and changed. Zoom is definitely very entertaining at times.
Yeah. Do you have anything coming up, any events coming up?
I have actually stuff on the island. I have a show March 7th, which is
Saturday.
Then I have a union thing that's also coming up, I think, in April. And then this Friday, I'm doing a thing in Florida for a radio station where we're doing an event on Friday night.
Oh, that's really great. And all that's on his website, everybody.
Yes.
And then also every Sunday, you have Psychic Sundays, right?
Yes. And I also do Instagram Live. We do it as a warm-up before the show.
Yeah, that's where I saw you before. I love that.
I love doing the live because we can pull people up, and it's usually people that are in their bedroom or, you know, you get them, you kind of catch them off guard. I like doing that.
I love that, yeah. I love seeing you on IG, and then you go over to your Sunday radio show after that. And that's on Walk 97.5.
Correct.
And, so everything could be found on, I don't know why I'm stuttering, on jeffreywands.com. And, wow, tonight was just so incredibly great having you on the show tonight. And any last word, anything you have coming through to you right now, anything coming through you want to say before we take the show out?
They're saying something to you about Padre Pio.
Who?
Padre Pio, who is a Catholic saint.
Okay. Padre Pio. Okay, yes.
Yeah, it's P-I-O.
Yeah.
Look him up because he said he wants to work with you.
Okay.
He looks like a beatnik if you see him and you see a picture of him, but he was a Catholic saint and he did a lot of healings and he did a lot of good work. And for some reason, maybe it's the Italian grandmother, they were pushing him in front of me. So I think he's meant for you.
I would love that. I love working with the saints and the angels and the guides. And so I will go look that up. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it was amazing having you on tonight. Thank you, Jeffrey Wands.
Well, thank you for having me, most of all.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight. God bless you.